What's going on, everybody? It is Big Yeti from Ride With Purpose, and you are listening to episode Ocho, the big number 8 of Throttle Talk. But before we get into this week's episode, let's talk a little bit about our amazing sponsor, Jason Weicker, the motorcycle lawyer. If you guys find yourself in need of a top-notch motorcycle personal injury attorney, look no further than Jason and his team. You can get a hold of him at 1-877-BIKER-LAW. That's 1-877-BIKER-LAW. Biker Law. Make sure to tell them that the old Big Yeti sent you over, would you? All right, now here we are back at episode 8 of Throttle Talk. Who would have thought? But I do want to say thank you to everybody. Again, I talk about this a lot, but our download numbers are crazy through the roof for a shithead podcast like what we have going on. Yeah. I do want to address a few things that have changed with me personally. This weekend, I was we've had a pretty stressful last few weeks, just personally and professionally. Things went sideways. and I led that professional sidewaysness and weirdness leech into my personal life, and I don't like that. You know, it really started to affect me outside of work. And, you know, I'm due for a little bit of a break, but unfortunately we had some family issues come up that required me to take a little bit of a break. And so Sunday we went down to my hometown of Owosso, Michigan. That's right, I'm a Trojan. And we got to spend some much needed time with some family and the wife and I. And then Sunday morning we got up bright ass early and hauled ass back to where we belong in the Great White North. So Sunday, I had a few obligations. I was supposed to go to a ride at another event I was going to stop in at and talk and see some people. But my wife seen that I was getting a little bit overwhelmed and overloaded. So she made the executive call to ground me for the day. And man, I'm glad she did. We had one of the best days we've ever had together in a very long time. Just me and her. So we went out to Bear Lake. To this, I think it's called Pleasanton Greenhouse. They sell these enormous, like, hanging baskets, right? These things are beautiful and huge. And so we picked up a few of those. We picked up a big old potted plant for the front porch and another one by the garage area. Just cool husband and wife stuff to do. And then, that's not it. Then, she took me out for a late lunch at the Cherry Hut there in Benzonia. So if you guys have never been to the Cherry Hut, definitely check it out. I've been by this place probably 1 billion times. And I always thought it was a place you just buy like cherry pies and jams and weird stuff like that, right? Which it is. They sell all that stuff. But it's also a restaurant. And I had some of the best Atlantic cod I've ever had in my life. Mwah, beautiful. And the place has a really cool history too. It's been around since like 1922 or something. But amazing place. Definitely check them out. And, you know, just good stuff. But yeah, it was a much needed timeout. And of course, Monday was Memorial Day. And I got to take part in a beautiful ceremony at the Grand Traverse Veteran Memorial Park here, right here in Traverse City, Michigan. And I got to see some of my friends get up there and talk and speak. And it was just really cool to see the community come together. Even got to help out a World War II veteran and a Korean War veteran. Never got her name, but she was a lovely, lovely woman. I got to help from her car down to the seat where she was going to be sitting at. And man, I bet she has a ton of stories. So someday, hopefully I get to meet her again and hear about them. But yeah. And then of course I'm back up here this week in Petoskey. So, well, I say that it's only Tuesday and only have a couple more hours of actual work to do. And then, you know, of course we got some other things we have to take care of for the rest of the week. But, yeah, it's been a crazy ride the last few weeks, man. If it could go wrong at work, it went wrong. And looking over multiple projects and things like that, I was up for a break. And I was planning on taking some time off over the 4th of July holiday. But unfortunately, it came a little sooner than I wanted it to. So we're doing that now, but which is just fine with me, to be honest with you. Ain't going to be much of a break, but it's a break from work, right? So, but yeah, we had a lot of things going on. And, you know, a lot of great things too. I mean, there's been a lot of great things, such as our kind of a somewhat of a big announcement. We have decided to team up with Daniel Smart Manufacturing. These guys make top-notch quality vests and leather jackets and all sorts of other stuff, man. They sell hats, they got boots, they got sunglasses, bike parts, all sorts of stuff at Daniel Smart. Did not know that. In fact, my cut that I wear is from Daniel Smart, and it's one of my prized possessions. I love that thing. It's so comfortable right now. It's about 3 years old, and it's finally broken in just perfectly. It has that tinge to it, you know? So I love it. It's made good quality leather. The zippers are amazing. And it looks good on my big old butt. So yeah, so we have decided to collaborate with them, and we are offering a discount code of 31%. Isn't that nuts? 31% off by simply using our discount code, all capital letters, RIDE_WITH_PURPOSE. Ride with purpose, all capital letters, with a few underscores in between the words there. So you can save yourself 31% off of your entire order. So I'll put the link in the description for all that. And then I've decided today, because we do get a kickback from that, right? I believe our kickback is 10%, 15%, somewhere in there. I'll look it up and put the exact number. But we do make a little bit of money from the from you guys using our discount codes. And so with the Daniel Smart deal, I have decided that we are going to take the net profit, meaning anything after taxes, we are going to take and donate to a veterans nonprofit. I want to do something that will help others out, not just a local thing here, because everyone from all over the place is going to be buying these, hopefully. So maybe something like Wounded Warrior Project. But if you guys know of something that should be taking a look at, email me at knowmebikers@gmail.com. Again, that's knowmebikers@gmail.com. And put in your suggestion. I will take it into consideration, research them, and do all that stuff. But yeah, we want to take the profit that we earn from the Daniel Smart deal and do some good with it. So we'll see what happens. We already got a few sales. So and then once that gets rolling, I'm going to be 100% transparent with you guys on what we're selling through that one. We do pretty damn good through our Eagle Lights, and we're going to build this one up too, to do just as well. So I'm excited for it. You should be as well, because it's going to go right back to our veteran community and help those in need. So just give me some suggestions that we can do and make that work. But yeah. And then some other big news is, after much thought and careful consideration and one absolutely sleepless night, I have decided, with the growth of Ride With Purpose and the direction that we are wanting to go, and this year we have grown more than I anticipated. This year was supposed to be a building year for us. And then next year we're planning on having a breakout year. And this year is kind of sort of been a bit of a breakout year for us. If this is an indication of how next year's going to go, then holy smokes. But with all that going on, Ride With Purpose has elevated itself to a level of, I either have to get on it now or just let it simmer. And all the work I've been putting in, all the work that you've been putting in helping us out and sharing stuff, is going to go to waste. And so I want to build off the momentum that we have. And so I'm dragging this out. So I have decided to leave the Patriot Saints Riding Club that I've been a part of, and for almost 2 years now. It was a great experience for me. The people over there are absolutely fantastic, and I'm very grateful to have each and every one of them. And so Sunday, I was talking to my wife. This is a week ago. The only person that even knew about me even considering leaving was my wife, and she's a little bit of my counselor, my security blanket. So I was talking to her about it and her thoughts, and she really kind of put two and two together for me. And so Sunday evening, I decided to call my president, PP, and inform him of my absence and what I was going to be doing, my resignation, and I wrote a resignation letter to the club. And that was it. PP and I had a great conversation. When you talk about a brother, man, that guy's he knows it. You know, he's reached out to me a few times since then to check on me and make sure everything's good. And I appreciate that. He's a hell of a guy. And so he and his awesome wife, Princess, they've been nothing but supportive of this endeavor. And they even asked, like, hey, what can we do to help you? You know, them personally and then, you know, through the club. So we'll see how that goes. I know I definitely have their support, and I appreciate it. And that's really, you know, that's just what it's about. You know, but I just want to say thank you to the Patriot Saints Riding Club for an incredible couple of years. And I'm still going to be supporting them 100% and doing what I've been doing. Honestly, nothing's really changing because I was never an officer or did much within the club anyways. So nothing has really changed at all. I haven't seen any significant hole in my life from it because, you know, I've been so far away from the club the last, you know, 9 months now. I haven't been to one church since we did the last one I went to that was live in was in December, which we did on a Saturday. But other than that, I haven't been to a church in months, you know, been doing them over the phone when I can, but I've missed the last two. It's just been, you know, I just have a lot going on and being so far away kind of really helped me focus more on Ride With Purpose than anything, you know, being away from home and having that time, especially in the wintertime when it was dark at 5 o'clock, I would just start pounding out ideas. I started writing again like crazy. I have stuff written for months down the road that I tweak here and there, you know, as new information comes in. But, you know, I really don't spend all that much time. You know, I got asked by a brother, you know, how much, kind of jokingly, how much time I spend on Facebook. And I really don't, you know, it's not that hard to write out a few things and publish them later on. It's the magic of technology, you know. But, you know, we just have a lot going on behind the scenes that we're doing, going to meetings and collaborating with people and, you know, community involvement and showing up. You know, when I say I want to show up somewhere, I show up. Like we did for Miss Karen's ride. It was a dreary, rainy, crappy day for her ride, but I told her I was going to be there. And so I showed up, I paid my money, donated to her cause, gave her the biggest hug in the world, and shot down to Baldwin, where Brother Mook and I immediately went to work, you know. There is an opportunity there to raise awareness and get after it. And that's what we did. We took that opportunity where all these other bikers are in town. All these other businesses are in town. We handed out flyers and business cards and went to work. And guess what? It's paying off. It's really paying off this week. So it was a cold, rainy day in the saddle, worth it. And I don't regret one single second of it. So but yeah, man, it's been crazy. It's been fun. We got a lot of things coming up here in the future. We have some really, really big things happening right now behind the scenes. A lot of it right now is just in talking stages. So once that gets solidified and inked in for next year, we're going to blow up. And it's we're going to be busier than ever, which means I'm going to need help. And so I've been taking in a lot of consideration on who we're going to bring into this this circle of Ride With Purpose and get the message out there. So it's not just going to be anybody. It's not anyone who's just willing to volunteer and help us out. The right person has to be in the right spot. So I need some people that are good with sales and getting out there in the sales type environment and doing some marketing and campaigning for us and talking and doing the right message out there and letting people know about who we are and educating them, you know, about our missions and what we do. And so we're gonna be doing that. We have some my wife is helping us behind the scenes with a lot of the legal stuff that we have to take care of. And then of course I'm out here doing my thing, which is kind of everything. I'm the cameraman, I'm the host, I'm the editor, the sound guy, the dude traveling and talking and all this stuff. And you know, I need some people to help me out behind the back, in the backgrounds, we'll say. But yeah, that's kind of all we got going on. There is one more thing I do want to address, though, before we get going. I meant to do it earlier in my note here. So me leaving the club has nothing to do with me going anywhere else. So there's been some things said that I've heard about even before I left the club, that Ride With Purpose was aiming to become a club. And by no measure, in no way, shape, or form, will we ever, ever become a club. It's not going to happen. It serves zero issues to our mission. There's plenty of clubs out there that kind of do what we do that are club form. We are not a club. We're not a social media club. We're not a motorcycle club. We're not a riding club. We're not a community club. We're nothing. Ride With Purpose is 110% me, my wife, Brother Mook helps us out quite a bit, and getting our mission out there about our veterans and about our biker rights advocacy. That's not the thing. And same thing with Northern Michigan Bikers. I've been squashing this for 2.5 years now. Northern Michigan Bikers is not a club. There's no patch, so you guys can stop, messaging me about how do you buy your patch. There's no patch. Northern Michigan Bikers is a Facebook group that you can go to find out about events in your area or post about events in your area. It's not a club. So just wanted to dispel that rumor mill and get that bug squished as quick as possible. But that's all we got for this week. Sorry for the little bit of a ramble. Next week, we are going to be hitting it hard on a few things that we are doing. Again, we got the Thunder Roads magazine is coming into town this Thursday. This is the the Buckley Roadside Bar for their bike night this Thursday, which they're going to be selling raffle tickets to for their bike giveaway. So Thunder Roads magazine is doing a series of bike nights throughout the state, throughout the whole year, and giving away the bike at the end of the year with Whole Shot Harley Davidson down in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So, and then Sunday, Ride With Purpose is heading back out to the Buckley Roadside Bar. This was not any way, shape, or form planned. As we did our dinner rides earlier in the winter on where we were going, and it just happened to fall within the same week, which is great. But word on the street is that the good folks from Thunder Roads magazine may be joining us for that dinner ride, which would be cool to hang out with RJ and Allie and some of the friends they bring up. And we're going to be heading back out there and having a really, it's more of a lunch ride than anything. And then this coming Saturday, we have the Steel Horse Ranch is doing their Motorcycle Awareness Day, May 31st. So head on over to Steel Horse Ranch. I was planning on going out there. I still am. Chances are I will. Some other things have kind of come up locally that I kind of need to address. But I'll probably get a bug up my ass and head out there first thing in the morning and then take care of the other stuff here late in the evening. But the good folks at Steel Horse Ranch are putting on another great event, along with, all the other businesses that make up the Steel Horse Ranch, just good, good people. So if you guys have not been out there, head on over and check them out over there in Caro. I'll put their address up and everything about this event on the 31st. They have some people from Abate talking. They have a DJ, they have a food truck out there. It looks like it's going to be a hell of a time. So, I'm excited for it. I might even go see Miss Teresa if I'm out there and have her do a little sewing for me. So, but that's it. Y'all have a great and happy rest of your week. And, we'll see you next time. As always, Ride With Purpose. See ya.